Okay, Tupac.
Tupac, genius.
Okay, Biggie.
Okay. Biggie. Oh, God, I just used genius for Pac because Biggie. I think Biggie's album, Ready to Die, is an album that should be used in psychology class.
Ci sono cose a cui è difficile arrendersi. Ci sono fatti che ci spingono a reagire, a negare, a fingere che non siano mai accaduti. Questa storia parte proprio da due fatti del genere, per affrontare la negazione, il dolore e provare a capire come la scomparsa, la morte di due figure imponenti come quella di Tupac e Notorious B.I.G., possa trovare senso, compiersi proprio nel loro lascito artistico, umano e sociale, quella che in inglese viene definita legacy. Perché due figure così non scompaiono semplicemente. Due figure così parlano, ancora oggi. Io sono Matteo Villaci e questa è Ushotia. Check it, I grew up a fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking blood. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the black Frank White. We had to go dress to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Showed they toes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. Run from the police, picture that. Nigga, I'm too fat. I fuck around and catch an asthma attack. That's why I bust back, it don't faze me. When he drop, take his clock and I'm Swayze. Celebrate my escape, solar clock, bust some weight. Lay back, I got some money to make, motherfucker. Episodio 10. Life After Death. Una realtà inaccettabile. Due figure come quelle di Tupac e Notorious B.I.G. non possono passare all'interno della storia di un genere musicale, che poi è anche prima una sottocultura e poi una controcultura, senza lasciare il segno. E infatti, il loro modello prima, la loro eredità poi, guida, ispira e fa da riferimento non solo a decine di artisti di entrambe le coste, ma in qualche modo a diverse generazioni, che dall'uno e dall'altro prenderanno chi una caratteristica, chi un'altra. La loro faida e la loro tragica fine contribuisce poi ad alimentarne il mito, e le mille zone grigie e misteriose, i mille irrisolti intorno alla loro morte, ammantano il tutto di un che di leggendario. Per capire però, almeno in parte, una minima parte, il peso di queste due figure, come al solito, conviene approcciarle una alla volta. A partire da Notorious B.I.G., l'ultimo ad averci lasciato, ucciso in un agguato a Los Angeles, in una notte di marzo del 1997. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. I made the change from a common thief to up
close and personal with Robin Leach. Yeah. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know. Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
That's right, that's right.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Let the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you, I see you, I see you.
Yeah. Alright.
Cedars-Sinai Medical Center è un grosso e importante ospedale incastrato tra Beverly Hills e West Hollywood. È l'una della notte tra sabato 8 e domenica 9 marzo 1997. All'ingresso della zona emergenze c'è un capannello, una piccola folla di ragazzi afroamericani, le facce tese, il capo chinato. Attendono notizie, come si fa negli ospedali, con quel misto di insensata speranza e nodo in gola, sudore freddo e rabbia. Qualche minuto e li raggiunge anche una ragazza. Quella ragazza è Faith Evans. Ci vogliono ancora 10 minuti prima che finalmente arrivi un dottore. Si rivolge subito a lei, alla ragazza. Parla poco, con tono basso. Mi spiace. Poi dice altre cose, ma lei non lo ascolta più. Suo marito non ce l'ha fatta. Chris, così lo chiama lei, non c'è più. Per tutti gli altri Chris, all'anagrafe Christopher Wallace, è, o meglio a partire da quella notte era, The Notorious B.I.G., uno dei rapper più importanti, influenti e talentuosi di sempre.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot, now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, 'cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. 'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. And we could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. 'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia. Represent, baby, baby.
Quando in quella notte di marzo Notorious B.I.G. muore, è già chiaro a tutti che la scena rap, in particolare quella di New York, gli deve tantissimo. Non bisogna attendere anni per capire il peso che ha avuto la sua figura. Nel giro di neanche un lustro, il ragazzone di Brooklyn è riuscito a riportare New York sulla mappa del rap nazionale, in un periodo in cui dalla Grande Mela facevano fatica ad uscire lavori di successo, sia commerciale che di critica. La sua principale intuizione è stata quella di fare musica che unisse la ruvida realtà di strada ad una profonda e a tratti struggente emotività, narrata con un flow nuovo, tecnicamente perfetto e allo stesso tempo coinvolgente. Una roba in grado di essere insieme hardcore e radio friendly, che si prende anche il lusso di giocare con la sua immagine fisica, quella di un ragazzone enorme che proprio a causa del suo aspetto aveva passato un'infanzia di prese in giro e di body shaming. Chris ha preso quel fisico extra large e lo ha trasformato in un'icona. Aver acceso una nuova luce su New York ha permesso a moltissime realtà, anche stilisticamente diverse da lui, ma che proprio all'inizio di quel decennio muovevano i primi passi, di rendersi visibili e con il tempo imporsi a livello anche internazionale. Realtà come Mobb Deep, Fat Joe e tutto l'esercito del Wu-Tang Clan. Ma ci sono due figure in particolare che proprio in quel periodo iniziano a emergere in maniera importante e che insieme a Biggie formano quella che qualcuno ha definito la Santissima Trinità della East Coast. Queste due figure rispondono al nome di Nas e Jay-Z.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all the etceteras, to the death of us, me and my confidants, we shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme, by the ounce though accumulates like snow, we don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show, you feel me, factions from the other side would love to kill me, spill three quarts of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck him, and hate a nigga loving his life in all possible ways. Know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days reflecting when my man laid up on the uptown high block. He got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping. This is a minor setback. Yo, still in all we living. Just dream about to get back. That made him smile though. His eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest. It's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time. I had near brushes, not to mention three shots, close range, never touch me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with Tata down in Nevada. Ha ha, bye bye. Word life, I dabbled in crazy way. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Potting, I'm still spending money from 88.
What? Presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. Yeah.
Know what? I make you and your whack mans fold like bad hands, roll like Monopoly. Advance, you copy me like white crystal. I gross the most at the end of the fiscal year than these niggas could wish to. The dead presidential candidate with the sprinkles in the presidential ice that'll offend you in due time when crime flees my mind. All sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamond shining brilliant. I tell you half the story, the rest you fill it in. Long as the villain win, I spend Japan yen. The 10 major events catch me in the joints. Convince my iguanas is biting. J-A-Y hyphen, controlling, manipulating. I got a good life, man. Pounds and pence, enough dollars make sense. Why you ride the bench? Catch me swinging for the fence. Dead presidents, you know.
Uh-huh. Dead for all presidents to represent me. I'm out for 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 dead for all presidents to represent me.
So be it. The Soviet, the unified steady flow. You already know. You light, I'm heavy row. Heavy dough, Mike machete your flow. Your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow, Betty go. Pay five in it for blow. Better believe I have 1160 to show. My dough flip like Taekwondo. Jay-Z the icon. Baby, you like Dawn? Maybe this crystal's a change of life on. Roll with the winners. Heavy spinners like hit records. Rockefeller, don't get it corrected. This shit is perfected from chips to chicks to scribbling Alexis. Naked without your gun. We taking everything you brung. We caking. Your niggas is faking. We getting it done. Crime family, well connected. Jay-Z and you. Fake thugs is unplugged like MTV. Y'all MD3, take your treasure. My pleasure, dead presidentials. Politics is your jail. Bam!
Dead for all presidents to represent me. 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 I'm out for 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 presidents to represent me. Presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for every open presidents to represent me.
Tematiche di strada trattate con ironia, un inedito uso delle rime, che farà scuola, che modifica il flow in chiave più bouncy, facendolo suonare quasi come una filastrocca. La capacità di uscire dall'angolo di un rap abituato a prendersi decisamente troppo sul serio e di farlo in maniera cool, convincente, strafottente. Il coraggio di raccontare se stessi con le proprie contraddizioni, andando oltre la pura autocelebrazione tanto cara ai suoi colleghi. In questo, e in molto altro, Notorious lo si può sentire suonare ancora oggi in artisti come Tyler the Creator, così come lo si è potuto sentire nel bounce e in alcuni testi atipici degli Outkast a cavallo del millennio, fino ad arrivare alle nostre latitudini, nel lucido racconto di Marrakesh, che in alcuni testi e costruzioni, fin da inizio carriera, al rapper di Brooklyn guarda esplicitamente. Ma per tornare negli Stati Uniti, basti pensare ad una figura che negli ultimi 20 anni di regole ne ha cambiate parecchie, a partire dall'imposizione della sua stessa immagine fisica, in pieno contrasto con la scena rap americana fino a quel momento. Stiamo parlando di Eminem, nel quale di Notorious si può riconoscere il coraggio nell'esporre se stessi, sfighe comprese, e l'uso magistrale dell'ironia.
I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips, fuck that, come on your lips, and come on your tits, and get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits, fuck you, Devin! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said, they start feeling like prisoners helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch! A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. Notice, let me revel in basking the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, for you to see so damn much of my ass, you ask for me? Well, I'm back, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in, and then I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter, the center of attention, back for the winner. I'm interesting, the best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting. Testing, attention please, feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said, cause it feels so empty without me. A tits get a tasket, I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obie. You 36-year-old ball-headed fag loma. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been though suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley, to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
Poi c'è quella sera. Quella sera che in realtà è arrivata qualche mese prima, il 7 settembre 1996, a quell'incrocio di Las Vegas, dove Tupac, seduto sul sedile passeggero della sua BMW, viene raggiunto da una raffica di colpi che lo porteranno a morire qualche giorno dopo in ospedale. Ecco, anche quella sera rappresenta un punto. Un punto che la morte mette alla carriera di un personaggio che con la sua influenza sta contribuendo in quel momento a cambiare il rap game per sempre. E lo farà ancora a lungo, perché il contributo di Tupac Shakur è così sostanzioso che all'ambiente servono anni per comprenderlo, digerirlo e farlo proprio. Il fatto che anche oggi, quando emerge un giovane rapper con determinate caratteristiche, si gridi subito al nuovo Tupac, la dice lunga su cosa continui a rappresentare. Tra i primi a beccarsi questa etichetta, che peraltro faticherà ad accettare, c'è Darkman X, o meglio DMX, la cui vita, forse più che la stessa musica, ha molti punti di contatto con quella di Tupac. Soprattutto per quanto riguardano i successi discografici da un lato e i guai con la legge dall'altro. Al centro della narrazione di Biggie c'è se stesso, la sua vita e quello che lo circonda, narrato con ironia e onestà, Tupac ha sempre affondato le mani in tematiche forti e spesso venate di consapevolezza e impegno sociale. Lui arriva da una stirpe di combattenti, con mamma e un copioso esercito di zii e parenti vari impegnati in prima linea nelle Pantere Nere. È abituato a guardare la realtà tentando di cogliere la big picture, il disegno complessivo, provando a guardare oltre il particolare per capire come funziona la realtà in cui è immerso e, se possibile, come fare per modificarla e, nel caso, sabotarla. Ancora oggi Tupac viene continuamente citato in ogni corteo o manifestazione per i pari diritti negli Stati Uniti e la sua Changes è diventato uno degli inni del movimento Black Lives Matter. Una capacità di esporsi socialmente in una maniera comunque incredibilmente fresca, attraente, aggressiva e non pedante, il cui testimone oggi è raccolto da artisti come Childish Gambino, o più ancora Kendrick Lamar, figlio di quella Compton così vicina anche fisicamente al ghetto californiano da cui Tupac raccontava il mondo. Kendrick Lamar, quindi, come una specie di erede designato, è in grado, proprio grazie alla sua capacità di dipingere la realtà in rima, inserendola nella complessità storica dell'attualità, di portarsi a casa un premio Pulitzer. Una cosa che ai tempi di Tupac sarebbe stata inimmaginabile. Ma lo abbiamo già detto. Al mondo è servito e servirà ancora tempo per comprenderlo a fondo, per digerirlo e per farlo proprio. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish out you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit,
forgiveness. Yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff from the pleading case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophet, say. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
This is my heritage, y'all. I'm inheriting money and power, the mecca, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I this when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals. Yoga on the Monday, stretching till the Vanna. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on. I don't camera set, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to pull it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Per quello che ha portato dal punto di vista dello sviluppo di un certo lifestyle e di una certa cultura, oltre che per la capacità di dipingere certe situazioni, Biggie non ha paragoni. Dall'altra parte c'era Tupac, che aveva il messaggio, una voce forte e potente. Ha mostrato a tutti il potenziale che poteva avere un giovane nero cresciuto in uno dei contesti più duri d'America, e questo ha ispirato praticamente tutti. A parlare, descrivendo perfettamente quello che Notorious e Tupac continuano a rappresentare, è Rick Ross, uno dei più grossi rappresentanti della scena rap da più di un decennio a questa parte. Due figure, quindi, che pur avendoci lasciato, sono ancora vive con la loro influenza all'interno della scena. E per qualcuno, per quanto riguarda Tupac in particolare, non solo lì.
Rest in peace to my motherfucking Biggie Smalls. That's right, boy. It's going on right here. Thug life. God bless the dead. God bless the dead and bury, nigga. Don't worry if you see God first. Tell him shit got worse. I ain't mad. I know you representing the crew, and I can picture you in heaven with a blunt and a brew. Fuck the world. Pain was a part of the game. If you a baller, money went as quick as it came. My role models gone or they locked in the pen. Straight hustlers caught up in the whirlwind. The other day I thought I see my homeboy Biggie saying shit don't stop, nigga. No pity. We all hoods and all we ever had was dreams. Money making motherfuckers pot scanning. Schemes. In the gutter, you learn to have a criminal mind. I was addicted to trying, never meant to do time. My epitaph, well, Reed was the last of G's. Kick the shit to make the white man bleed. God bless the dead.
That's right.
That's right.
God bless the dead.
We don't stop.
God bless the dead. God bless the dead. Man, ain't nobody promised me a thing. I've been caught up in this game ever since I was a little motherfucker wanting to hang. I can see him in my head, pal. Memories of my nigga, but he dead now. Looking back in my yearbook, all the years took. Half my peers to stretch for years. And if I die, will they all shed tears? Through to the dome, leave me alone, let me get my head clear. Paranoid got me looking in the mirror. Behind me, like what I'm a nine. I'd rather do the time, see him old enough to know that ain't no justice. All the courts, same way they fucked us. And why the hell am I locked in jail? They let them white boys free, we be shocked as hell. In my mind, I can see it coming. And all the time, it's a plot to keep a nigga running. I keep a gun and never run unless I'm coming at ya. Cry later, but for now, let's enjoy the laughter. God bless the dead.
That's right.
God bless the dead.
God bless to all the motherfuckers that passed too early. All the young motherfuckers that was took in their prime. Real motherfucking G's. This one is for you. Yo, Stretch, Bill.
Yo, Big. This is to you, my nigga. Springfield Hottest Crew, Thug Life, YG's, sending their respects, you know what I mean? You my nigga for life, forever. You're always gonna be with a nigga, no matter what. Don't forget that.
Tu lo sai che Elvis è morto, vero?
No, Elvis non è morto, è tornato a casa.
In Men in Black si cita Elvis, il re, oltre che del rock and roll, anche delle teorie complottiste, in merito ad artisti che avrebbero inscenato la propria morte. Ma i cantanti vittima di queste tesi sono moltissimi, da Jim Morrison a Michael Jackson. Ecco, anche Tupac rientra in questo club. Sono tanti, infatti, a non riuscire ad arrendersi alla sua morte. E ogni tanto salta fuori qualche avvistamento sicuro o qualche nuova prova che promette di essere quella definitiva, che dimostra che in realtà il rapper avrebbe inscenato la sua dipartita per sottrarsi alla vita pubblica, sfilandosi peraltro da una sanguinosa faida che nel momento della sua scomparsa opponeva le due coste degli Stati Uniti. Se vi dovesse interessare, YouTube è pieno di video di presunte apparizioni del rapper. Ma ci sono teorie, anche molto complesse, fatte di complicate reti di indizi che sarebbero sparsi nelle canzoni dell'artista, nelle sue copertine, ma anche in alcune frasi enigmatiche pronunciate da figure a lui vicine. Il fatto che il suo omicidio sia rimasto irrisolto non fa che alimentare queste voci, così come l'impressionante numero di dischi postumi usciti dalla sua morte ad oggi. In realtà, probabilmente frutto dell'intensissimo lavoro dell'ultimo anno di vita del rapper, appena uscito di prigione e con un contratto che lo obbligava alla consegna di 3 dischi in tempi brevissimi. Poi ci sono i tatuaggi spariti dalla foto dell'autopsia, il funerale che di fatto non c'è mai stato, la legge statunitense che permette a chi ha subito 2 o più attentati di cambiare identità e la sua milionaria assicurazione sulla vita, mai riscossa. Insomma, le cose a cui attaccarsi, di per sé, ci sarebbero anche. Come se non bastasse, ci si mettono pure personaggi in qualche modo legati a Tupac, come Suge Jr. Knight, figlio di Marion Suge Knight, patron della Death Row, etichetta di Tupac, nonché persona alla guida dell'auto la sera in cui il rapper è stato ucciso. Recentemente, il rampollo di casa Knight ha dichiarato, in dei post su Instagram, che non solo l'artista sarebbe ancora vivo, ma starebbe lavorando a un nuovo album. Ok, ma dove si è nascosto per tutto questo tempo? Stando a lui, in Malesia. Magari sbaglio io, ma faccio fatica a immaginare Tupac che tenta di mimetizzarsi e non dare nell'occhio in Malesia. Infine, ci sono gli indizi che compaiono nelle canzoni, nelle sue stesse canzoni, sia in quelle uscite quando era in vita, che in quelle postume. La grande maggioranza di queste frasi ha senso in questa dietrologia solo se estrapolata dal contesto. In più, Tupac ha sempre avuto nella morte una fonte di ispirazione per i suoi testi. Quindi, trovare dei riferimenti alla fine non è di per sé un lavoro complicato. Certo, ci sono canzoni che qualche piccolo sospetto lo fanno venire. Come quando in Entitled to Find, il rapper canta letteralmente: ho sentito delle voci che dicono che sono morto, assassinato a sangue freddo. Immagini traumatiche di me in stato terminale. Mamma ha pianto, sai? Ma era finzione. Qualche codardo ha rigirato la storia, come se io fossi sparito, non esistessi più. Ma io sono ovunque, e non sono difficile da trovare. Ecco, frasi del genere, con il senno di poi, fanno una certa impressione. Però, il senno di poi è proprio quella cosa che Tupac, quando ha scritto questo pezzo, non poteva avere. Grinded, I can pop with my chips. Them niggas call me a timer. I've been ballin' since my adolescent years, steady climbing. Man, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about no timing. That's right, boy, start that shit off. I heard rumor I died, murdered in cold blood, traumatized. Pictures of me in my final state, you know mama cry. But that was fiction, some cabin got the story twisted. Like I no longer existed, mysteriously missing. Although I'm worldwide, baby, I ain't hard to find. Where I spend most of my time, my California grind. Watching for thieving, I'm cautious, it's like I'm barely breathing. Putting a bullet in motherfuckers, give me a reason. See me in hope, I'm intoxicated or slightly faded. You tried to play me, now homicide's my only payment. I'm addicted to chemistry in this life I lead. Why the fuck you caps be running, too scared to fight a G? For the life of me,
I see how motherfuckers picture living life after a night of fucking around with me. And if you don't like this rhyme, then bring your big bad ass to California, cause we ain't hard to find.
Influenced by crime, addicted to grinding, I can power my chips.
And niggas call me a time.
I've been ballin' since my adolescent years, steady climbing.
Check this. Motherfuckers don't know nothing about no timing.
Breaking them off on sight, stopping lives like red lights. Watching paws as I pull my strap out my drawers and get the dumping on their ass like the last outlaw. Rich Tupac in the click, smoking blunt, loading clips with enough shit to raise your block in one dip. Right. We bring on horde like tails from the grip, and we ain't hard to find. It's the tails that we kick.
I'm fully automatic for the static and shit. Remember Dodge Van, 50 rounds in the clip. I'm riding shotgun with the tent in the back. I plan to have a motherfucking mint in this rap. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're selling narcotics, is all I know. I got blow speed, weed, whatever your kind. And if you need a motherfucker, I ain't hard to find.
Some may call me Boosie, but I call it time. That's why I keep on grinding. To the point where a nigga can't stop. Too much feeling this shit, that's why I'm quick to pill a bitch. Brothers, a nigga, oh, a hoe, a hoe. Get in my way, then that ass got to go. Cause a nigga steady plotting. I search hit for hit, and motherfuckers keep dropping. Influenced by crime, addicted to grinding. I can pop with my chips,
and niggas call me a time.
I've been ballin' since my adolescent years, steady climbing.
Man, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about no timing. Down the steps, abandoned, broken down apartment complex. Heavy metal reps they carry, can't be scary. Playboy, what the fuck is a proof without the trauma plate? Nigga, what the fuck you got a gun for if you gon' hesitate? Best shake and bake, although my was fist to ass niggas. Motherfuckers didn't think I was gon' do something ass niggas. Threaten your life, ain't like you love him. Bury your thoughts, check, take his head, fuck him, have at him.
I grew up with that nigga, threw up with that nigga. I hear he tryna ride, double agent for the other side. But now, my Glock be so judgmental. Backseat of a rental, keep my name out your dental. Nigga, if your gum bleeding and you bleeding more than 20 stitches, you behave like them bitches. I'm sideways to the next, heavy in the game. Check the resident, it's all the same.
It's all the same,
nigga, and we ain't hard to find.
Click the lace.
Motherfucker. We hard to find.
Right here.
Why do niggas acting like they can't find us? Like they can't see us. Like we don't be at the same spots they be at.
It's the same congregation.
You know what I mean?
Young Pac is back.
When he see you and shit.
It's a celebration.
Guess
motherfuckers better understand.
Young Pac is back.
Hey, D-Shot, nigga, can we get paid, man?
Oh, my goodness. We got some more.
Can we just manage to stop this shit up, please?
Hey, we smoking. Hard to find.
Drinking this shit. With some hurricanes.
A motherfucker can get his marbles regardless, Playboy.
You supposed to.
Believe in it.
Sideways to the next light and to the next coast. Popping the motherfucking motion.
La citazione nel rap è uno dei più grandi omaggi che un artista può fare a un altro. Le citazioni di Tupac e Notorious B.I.G. nei pezzi di artisti di tutto il mondo non si contano da ormai quasi 30 anni. Questo a testimonianza della riconoscenza, anche consapevole, che l'intero movimento mondiale ha nei confronti di queste due icone. Due icone la cui potenza artistica e stilistica, già di per sé enorme, è stata accompagnata da due vite degne di un film. Ed infatti, di film sulle loro esistenze ne sono stati girati decine, tra biopic e documentari. Due personalità in grado di mettere sia nella loro arte che nella loro immagine molto anche della loro persona, di quello che erano e di quello in cui credevano. Due persone nella cui storia se ne sono intrecciate altre moltitudini. Storie personali, storie di movimenti politici e sociali, storie di disagio, di territori emarginati e particolari e di intere coste. Storie che impastandosi hanno incontrato e costruito quella storia lì, quella con la S maiuscola. Il tutto concentrato rispettivamente in 25 e 24 anni di vita.
That's right.
lyrically honest. First things first, I pop on freaks, all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex. Just immaculate from the back, I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, Major Payne like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Ask Puff Daddy. You ring your bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through, can you sing the song for me, boo?
One more chance. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Give me one more chance. One more chance. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all states. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9. My game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Per raccontare questa storia abbiamo voluto partire dal particolare, da due grossi particolari, da due persone, e come una macchia d'olio ci siamo allargati al loro entourage, alla loro città, alla loro costa, agli Stati Uniti, ad un intero periodo storico in cui se ne intrecciano altri. Abbiamo parlato di società, di politica, di violenza, di povertà e ricchezza, di arte e ovviamente di musica. Abbiamo provato a muoverci con ordine, affidandoci ai fatti, per non farci prendere troppo la mano e cadere nella tentazione del complottismo, della dietrologia, del miscuglio indistricabile tra realtà e leggenda metropolitana. Anche se abbiamo buttato un occhio anche lì, anche nelle ipotesi più o meno inverosimili che una storia come questa, con tutte le sue zone d'ombra, lascia aperte, così come aperto lascia il finale, perché lo abbiamo visto. Tupac e Notorious B.I.G. non ci sono più, ma la loro eredità, il loro lascito, continua a camminare con noi, e lo farà ancora per chissà quanto tempo.
Introduced to the game, got an ounce and fucking blew up. Chop, chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the Black Frank White. I grew up a fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game, got an ounce and fucking blew up. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the Black Frank White. We had to throw dreads to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Showed they toes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon.
Death on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Cause ain't no coming
back. Still I'm having memories of high speeds when the cops crash. As I laugh, pushing the gas when my Glocks blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had and plenty wishes. No hesitation in extermination of these snitches. Envious bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world's trying to screw me. Even the cops trying to fool me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s and brewing now. Trying to test me, got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. My history with the police to check the crime rate. My main man had two strikes, slip, got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and emptied the clip.
3 weeks later, your album's coming out and you are fucking done in your album.
Avete ascoltato Ushotia, storia risolta dell'America di Tupac e Notorious B.I.G. Episodio 10.
From the west side, and I'm on the east side in jail, and I know who touched me, and I know everything that happened. That's power. And he didn't know, so he was faking.
You know, no.